The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
We're trying to figure out, so, we were doing Gen Z. Gen Z is from 96 to 2010. Gen Alpha is after 2010, so my daughter's a Gen Alpha.
Right, so, but...
Now, what was before Gen Z?
Millennials.
So millennials, and before millennials were baby boomers?
No, us.
Gen we're X. Baby boomers, right?
No, you're not. You might be, because you're old.
Whatever, dude. You're old too.
No, but I'm not. I'm a Gen X.
So Gen X was before millennials?
Yeah.
And then baby boomers?
Yeah, so. Oh,
that's fucking confusing. Whatever, dude.
That's Gen Y. Gen Y is 82 to 94. And millennial is. No, I'm sorry. Gen Y is millennials, not to be confused. Gen Y is millennials. They are born between 82 and 94.
Okay.
And before that is us. What generation is Gen?
This all right, we'll talk about that in a sec, because Gen Z just decided, through TikTok, by the way, finally decided something.
What year were you born?
1966.
Oh, you just made it. Baby 64, boomer? No, 64 is baby boomer. Gen X is 65 to 80. So we're Gen X.
Okay. It's amazing what you learn here. So I follow college basketball, and George Washington has always had an interesting team. They played in a lot of leagues that my Muskies and right. teams have played. So after 97 years of being George Washington Colonials, they changed their name last night, like at 4 o'clock this morning. You know what they are? First of all, I'm like, the Colonial. What's wrong with the Colonial? Is there something? I'm like, why'd they change the name from the Colonials? No. The name the Colonial has a deep connection to colonization and glorifies the act of systematic oppression.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Think about the UK. Colonializing the islands of Bermuda and Jamaica, all these other Barbados.
And that's automatic systematic oppression?
Yeah, because you just own it. You're not part of it. You own it. Colonialization is.
But if you
I
can't,
own
you can't.
You.
But we own Guam and we own Puerto
we don't
Rico
own,
too.
We don't own them. They are part of the United States. The United States versus we don't own.
Don't we own Puerto Rico?
No, it is part of the United States. We don't own it.
Yeah, but I mean, colonialism. It's part of the United States, but it ain't a state.
Yes, but it's not a state, but it is absolutely.
And a lot of people would say there is systematic oppression in Guam and Puerto Rico.
It's because we have...
We own you, you're good.
They're a United States territory. Well, that used to be Hawaii.
Yeah.
So, no, but there is a difference. There, I mean, think about it. It's the fundamental difference between
the
UK
like
and...
I feel like if you're not part of the contiguous... Okay. The contiguous United States of America, the 48 states, and you're Alaska and Hawaii. You either need to be like Guam and Puerto Rico and be off on your own. We still own you. We'll
help
you.
We don't have territory.
But we should just own it all. I never understood why we don't make
money. We don't own it. We don't own any of it. Because if you say that we own it, that means we own Texas. We own Alabama. We don't own it. We are the...
Well, you know what I mean.
No, but it's a big difference.
It's part of it.
There's a big difference. That's what I'm telling. That's what I'm saying.
We have as much control over Texas as we do Puerto Rico. Agreed?
Right.
Okay, same thing.
But there's a difference.
One's a state, one's not. What I'm saying is, why is Puerto Rico a 51st state?
It could be.
Why isn't it?
Because I don't know. We just stopped.
It's weird.
It should be.
And then we got this Washington, D.C. thing that's kind of its own, well, there is own thing. It's kind of like Vatican City in Rome. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, D.C. is weird.
Vatican City, what is that?
District.
It's got its own zip code.
Well, it's a district.
It's bullshit is what it is. They have their own, whatever.
Do you think you know what it's like?
What?
It's like unincorporated North Shelby County.
It is.
That's what DC is.
They need to be annexed. So it's the George Washington Revolutionaries.
That's better.
I know, right?
Well, okay, I'm like, wait a minute. I understand. No. I get it. Because
they're revolutionaries.
No, anti-colonialism.
But you know what?
Colonialism's
I
bad.
I can find something bad in every single name.
Well, they
you throw
should have
out
just
there.
Called them like the Stormy Petrels. That's Oglethorpe, by the way.
You know what Mississippi was? It Mississippi Valley State or whatever? They changed their name to the Okra.
Yeah, is that bad? What's wrong with Okra?
Well, what if it was? And I am not going to get into this. Oh, great! Now all of a sudden we can have green popsicles. I'm not going to go that bad. I'm not going to go that far. But what if we did? What if someone was called the Peanut Butters?
Okay, is that bad?
Well, yeah, people die from eating peanut butter. There's allergies to peanut butter.
Yeah, that's bad. We can't.
So, is that? I mean, my point. Mm. I'm not saying this particular situation. I'm just saying this.
How about water? Water?
I mean, we got teams named the Tornadoes, and tornadoes kill people all the time. We got the Miami Hurricanes.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Can make it, listen, I'm being serious here. Yeah. You can make an argument that Miami should change their name because hurricanes are absolutely devastating.
Yeah, but they're natural acts of God.
Well, that's even worse.
Right.
It's a God thing you should change your name.
It's blasphemy.
Damn straight, we didn't even create hurricanes. That is a God. That's God.
It's blasphemy.
It
Lightning.
Really.
Wait, was it a hockey team, the Lightning?
Yes.
No,
the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yes.
I mean, my brother was killed by a Lightning. I don't like that team, and it offends me. I understand that. How many people are affected? We have hurricane season starts like a week. How many people are affected by hurricanes every stinking year? And yet we got a team, we celebrate the hurricanes. I don't get it. I can
Golden
see where.
Golden State Warriors.
Well, that's part of the Indian thing.
Are the Clippers bad? That's just a boat.
I mean, the Atlanta Braves. I mean, is it not just a matter of time? See, and then they back off. You remember
Houston Rockets.
Chief Wahoo or whatever it was?
Yeah. Houston Rockets. See, that's fine. Rocket. Well, it depends what kind of rocket.
Damn, Washington's got issues because they had the Washington Bullets. They had to change the name, the Washington Commanders. I mean, Washington just period.
Wait, what is Washington now?
Huh?
What is the NBA Washington?
Washington Wizards.
Oh, Wizards.
I mean,
is it Wizards for good or Wizards for bad?
I'm telling you now. I don't know.
Water. I'm going to name my next team Water. How about the Puppy Dogs? Is that bad? No, you got Dog Mills.
Last night, 10 o'clock on TikTok. If you're in Montana, you probably didn't see it. By the way, that's not state law yet. They're working on it. Just, it's out there. But, you know, sometimes.
First of all, how do you do it physically?
Well, you know, if you're driving, they got this new thing now on I-22. It goes to Memphis?
Yeah.
I know. You can't get on your internet on I-22.
Oh, it stopped like Verbena. Yeah.
When you're on the internet and you're trying to search something on the internet, it won't let you. You got to get off the interstate to get on your internet.
Good for
them.
Get
back on. Yeah,
that's a good safety thing.
They got it all through the entire state of Kentucky's like that.
Really?
Yeah, on all the dirt roads, they don't have interstates in Kentucky. It's all interstates and people are dating.
You know, they have it here. It's called Verbena.
It's called Verbena.
We have the same thing. Everything drops.
And you're like, damn it. I can't get on. I can't,
I can't
check my scores.
Nope. Not in Verbena. But that's smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gen Z has officially denounced
TikTok? No.
And I'm so happy because I've seen you wear these skinny jeans. Skinny jeans are out.
Yeah.
Period.
So Gen Z has declared skinny jeans?
Yeah. Because they look like shit. They look horrible. And everyone can tell you skinny jeans. And by the way, guys, wear pants that are long enough. It drives me crazy.
No,
that's going to be another one of those things.
Yeah.
Every girl came on here and she's like, thank you so much for telling me that skinny jeans are out for my boyfriend. Because my boyfriend has looked like a total dweeb geek for a long period of time.
Well,
and he was trying to fit in. Most women will say, I never bought my husband or boyfriend skinny jeans. He did it because he wanted to be. I mentioned I was at Forever 21 the other night. I'm like, are guys really wearing this?
Well, there's there's different skin.
You know what they're going back with?
Oh, no. Dad jeans?
Wider leg trousers, cargo pants, and relaxed denim.
Oh,
hello,
God.
Baby. I haven't changed
you
a bit.
Leave
your stuff in your closet long enough, and it comes back. Skinny jeans were the worst idea. And, I wear 34 36s, right? So I'm at Kohl's because my good friend gave me a gift card.
It's hard to find for you.
And I love Kohl's
because
I went in with a $100 gift card, and when I left, I had $4,000. It's an amazing store, plus like $50,000 in Kohl's cash. I mean, it's like, when you coming back? I'm like, when I need a loan? I don't know, whenever you're going to give me some more cash.
Can you use that to offset?
I got my statement in the mail the other day. I spent like $300. I got my statement. I had a plus $700 credit. I'm like, I love this story.
You should use that as collateral.
So I'm going through, and I said, they have a big and tall, right? And big and tall ain't big and tall. It's just that.
Right.
Big and tall ain't, because they think anyone who's tall must have a 55-inch waist. Big and tall is just fat. If you're fat, big and tall is for you. It's not for big and tall. I'm big. I'm 210 pounds, and I'm 6'4". I'm tall. But big and tall ain't for me. Although this is a big and tall shirt, and it's a little longer.
It's a little long, You know, so, you should be getting a skinny shirt.
So I said, do you have any 34 36s? And she says, and first of all, don't get me started on 34 36s. Why don't we have 33 36s or 35 36s? Why do we have to go 2 inches up? Someone needs to cry. I know there's some place
they have
that
33.
I've never seen a pair of 33s. I've never seen a 35. I've never seen a 35.
Or a 31. Yes.
Yeah, maybe one. Maybe one pair. It's because someone screwed up down in Taiwan making your Levi's.
31, 32, 33s.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
You can order them online, but I'm talking at the store.
I'm a 32.
Go to Kohl's today, and I'll give you $1 million
if you buy a 36. You're saying because they don't have like 36?
No, you never see a pair of 33, 33s. That'd be like a unicorn.
I used to wear 33, 33s. Now I wear 32, 32.
Well, they need to have more of those because primarily in most stores, it goes 30, 32, 34. Belts, 34, 36, 38, 40, it's in twos. That middle.
But they're actually
only, you're talking about a 2-inch difference.
No, but it's not real 2-inch difference.
So it's either too loose or too tight.
No, but going to women's clothes is the same thing.
So I go to the woman, I said, do you have any 34, 36? And she said, I'm looking and you're big and tall. She goes, well, you're not going to find them big and tall. And I said, well, would you say I'm big and tall? She goes, yeah. And I said, why don't you have 34, 36s? I need the length.
You're not big enough or tall enough.
So I'm going through and I was with my daughter because my daughter can find anything. And I said, women are really good at finding size on pants. I said, see if you can find me a pair, because I found some 34, 34s.
Yeah, too short.
I'm thinking, way too short. I'm thinking, we're getting closer. And she said, if you find a pair of 34, 36s, they're one-offs. They probably just screw it up. It's kind of like find a pair of 15 shoes, you know.
They made them a little too big,
and they set them off, and someone grabs them and goes. Okay. So you can't find 14s or 15s. So I'm going through the pants, and I find a pair of 34, 36s, and my nightmare was that there were going to be skinny legs. Because I can't, I wear size 15 shoes, and so I look like a flipping clown wearing skinny pants.
But you don't have, it's not.
Or capri pants, or Lululemon, or whatever.
But they have gradations. They have gradations, so there's, I'm with you, the ultra, see, I think it's the same, I think it's the same with anything in fashion, particularly men. Look at me talking about fashion. But it's the extreme skinny, right? The super, well, part of the other problem is
the pants that guys wear that are like 3 inches above the gym shoe looks like a joke.
But
it may be in, and you may be picking up all the hot chicks, and you may be a super successful guy. To me, I'm like,
it's because you're Gen X, but it's moved. Think about it. No, but think about it. It's the length has gone up and down over the years of fashion.
No, right? Dad, no.
Oh my
God! It's always hit the top of the shoe.
No, that's you. You're an old man.
Well, then why don't people wear suit pants that are short? They don't.
They do now.
No, they don't.
Yes, they.
Show me a picture.
Oh my God!
Don't. Not anymore.
My suit pants.
Not anymore.
Absolutely.
Because Gen Z said it's not good.
Remember? Well, hang on. Suit pants. Now we're two old white guys. Suit pants. Yeah. You used to have the break. Mm-hmm. The break in the suit pants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or the cuff.
Yeah, the cuff.
I love the cuff. Or the pleated pants.
I love
the pleated pants.
Please tell me you're not buying. Are you buying pleated pants?
Hey, if there's still pleated pants out there, that means they're still in style, right?
No, they're not in style. They're for you.
No, I don't wear pleated pants.
Okay, but you will. But see, they'll come back.
I always thought pleated pants made me look thinner.
I remember when I used to wear pleated pants because I have a big fat ass, and pleated pants were great.
You have a bubble butt. You don't have a fat ass. You have a nice ass.
I have a bubble
ass.
But, the bubble butt, thank you, would pull, right? So pleated pants gave me a little extra room.
Yeah.
And I remember I was old enough. I remember my wife going, are you really wearing pleated pants? I'm like, yeah, I love pleated
pants. Yeah, my wife used to.
And she's like, no, it's flat front. I'm like, oh.
Flat front look. But then if the flat front a little tight, then it pulls a little bit. The pleats hide that, right? Because the pleats are meant to pull out. The front pant, if it stretches a little bit.
But then.
What about when your pocket pops out a little bit? I have a pair of pants where a pocket pops out. I have black pants. It's a white pocket.
But what they've then put in
to
men's pants, they've had for women's, is elastic. Are your jeans, have stretch in them?
The new ones I got. They were straight leg.
Straight leg, which is fine.
Sonomas, which I've never worn before.
Sonomas, that's their brand.
And I get in there, and I get in the dressing room, and I'm like, Lord, please, man. Because these pants are 15 years old. I just had a new button put on just so I could wear them again because I lost a little weight. And I'm like, Sonomas, I never heard of Sonomas.
Yeah, that's
like
their
American
brand.
American Eagle or Banana Republic. It's kind of like a freaking elephant.
Well, no.
They fit me great.
Yeah, isn't it great?
Oh, well, it's my first pair of jeans I've gotten in about 20 years.
Do they have the elastic in them?
They stretch just a little bit.
Yeah, that's what mine are.
Yeah.
It's great because there's nothing worse than putting on a pair of jeans.
Yeah.
Look at this. We shouldn't even be saying this.
Yeah.
But it's nothing worse than putting on a pair of pants.
Well, it's hard for guys in their 50s to pull off jeans.
Well, you go try them on. You go try them on. And I don't know if you do this. I'm like, oh, please. I hate shopping. Please fit in. And then you pull them on, and you can already...
They're a little tight around the thigh.
No. You know when you start pulling on at the knee, if they're tight, you're screwed. And then they go. But then you're a little tight at the thigh, but then you're not sure, okay, I'm going to try to get it up over my ass.
Yeah.
And then you get over your ass, and you're like, it's...
Please button it.
Please button it. But that's where the stretch part's good.
Yeah.
Because before, if you now you can button, then you'd squat.
Yeah, I hear you.
Squat, and you always squat. You always squat in the pants before you buy them, because if they rip, you haven't bought them yet.
Exactly.
Okay. Here's the skinny, oh my God, I can't believe we just did fashion trips.
The skinny pants.
I can already hear David Sears is going to clip this for the podcast.
Yeah.
I love. I wear now skinny pants. No, not skinny pants. They put in a size. There's regular fit, loose fit, athletic fit. There's slim fit, and then there's skinny fit. Yeah. I wear slim fit.
My mom goes to JCPenney's, gets a pair of Levi's. They run skinny fit, 501 zippers.
That was 50 years ago.
I know, and it was great. It was very simplistic.
I know.
I got
tough skins.
It was like the way Guthrie's used to be. Chicken fingers, bread sauce.
Look at you.
Get out of here. Now all of a sudden, you know, it's like dreamland, ribs, white bread, and sauce.
I know, but stop. There's something
sexy about
it. No, it's not.
No, it means everyone else has got to wear the same damn thing, so I feel like I fit in.
You got flamingos on your shirt.
I got that from Golf, too. You like that?
What's the brand?
I don't know.
Do you remember when brand was a major deal? Lululemon.
No, and I'll tell you why.
Because you didn't grow up that way?
We couldn't do brand.
Well, no, but amongst your friends.
Yeah, JCPenney was the brand.
No, but amongst your friends, maybe not you.
No, Izod, the only brand I remember where
Polo and
something was the guys who used to show up in class with their collar up with the Izod. I'm like,
okay. Izod or Polo?
But like that, within about 3 or 4 months, well, that was out.
Do you remember double shirts?
Yeah.
Double Polo?
Yeah.
I tried that one time.
Well, I'm glad to see the skinny jean go away. Here's the deal. You know, you got these guys who do...
this is an extended session?
Yes, this analogy. You got these guys that do day trading, right?
Yeah.
And they're on the Chinese markets overnight, and they're trying to take these penny stocks and turn them into millions, right?
Because
they want to be the big dog, right?
Right.
And what usually happens? They lose their ass. They're usually in and out. About 6 months, they lose $60,000. Their wife divorces them, and they're out the road. Then you got the Warren Buffetts of the world, who are like, you know, this country was built on railroads. Was built on railroads, and it was built on Coca-Cola, and it was built on Anheuser-Busch, and it was built on these companies that have been around for 60, 70, 80 years that have adapted to the change we're going through in our lives, and they are going to grow.
Absolutely.
That's why until about 10 years ago, over a 7-year period, the market had never seen a decrease. Now, of course, it happened after 2008. But you go back, and he is one of the wealthiest men in the world because, I'm not saying be conservative or lazy or lay back and just put your money in and don't even pay attention to it, because he does get out there and do some different things from Tesla to things like that.
Right.
But, I mean, the guy's still buying railroads because railroads are still incredibly incremental to the way we move things
around this
country.
But that doesn't mean he can't wear skinny jeans.
So what I'm saying is, like most people say, if you've got clothes and they still fit, chances are in about 5 or 10 years they're going to be back in
fashion. Yeah, that's why. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll wait. You know what else, too? I don't like tight stuff. You wear tight shirts. I don't.
It's fitted.
Jay Barker, I used to own Jay. Jay always wore really tight shirts, and Jay could pull it off because he looked good. I'm a sweat. As soon as I get done with this damn show, I'm in a pair of sweatpants.
Oh, sweatpants. I'm in shorts.
Yeah.
But
my legs get cold.
But
my legs get cold.
God.
I can't wear shorts.
I didn't think we'd ever get to this place.
I wake up in the morning and my toes are
tired. God, I can't believe we're here. Stop it.
So I don't do that.
Stop it. So the fitted things now, they use material. So it's not like, this is a fitted shirt, but look.
Yeah.
This is. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's not tight.
Do you get sweat pits?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's too tight.
Well, no.
If your pets are sweating, you're too tight.
I wear an undershirt.
Do your undershirt get sweat pits? Too tight. Are you in some bodybuilding competition today?
Right now I have no sweat pits.
Are you at the gym? I mean,
No. The only time I get sweat pits is if it's hot. If it's hot outside.
Going to 90 tomorrow.
What?
Going to 90 tomorrow. Wear something loose. Like a flamingo shirt.
I've got that. But mine.
I got this
shirt.
You
see, this is for TV.
Yeah.
But mine's fitted. See?
Got this shirt.
Yours is going to be
$3. The shirt was $3.
$3, and then
and it's
slim. Gone. Look, slim. It's a slim shirt, but it's flex.
Yep.
Flex. So it's
going to. See, I see all these commercials for all these T-shirt companies. All these there's always two guys They come out. My friend were talking about how uncomfortable t-shirts are, and they got the tops. And
the butter,
so we created, you know,
butter.
Joe and Jim's
you know
t-shirt
what
company.
Are?
And they fit.
The
yeah.
t-shirt's like $70.
Yeah, you get three for nine. It's the CD thing. What was that thing that where you get one CD for 99 cents, you get 14 more for free? It's the same thing. It's $19, but then they're like $89 for every shirt after that.
Right.
But you got to get on their mailing list and all this crap.
Right.
So they got t-shirts, and I'm like, and I will say the t-shirts that do
just a
you
because
don't,
you
yeah.
because you okay, this is a whole fast series. You by the way you're built, if I took you out to go shopping,
yeah,
you should.
That would be hilarious, by the way.
God,
take
the two
me
of us
21 to go shopping. Do they want to?
No,
we'll do a live shop.
You should ask your daughter to take you because here's the thing: you are built in a way your structure. You can wear slim. Yeah. I'm not talking skinny jeans, but you can wear slim and fitted stuff because you have a torso that is you're not showing fat.
Yeah, I'm also going to start wearing more of these button-down shirts because I think I'm getting some man boobs.
I think you should go one. What size is that?
XL.
Oh, because you need the length. Mm-hmm. See, you can go smaller. You could go more.
It was really tight.
Yeah, too tight.
Yeah, and the extra large t-shirts fit me perfectly.
Right,
but when I got them off the rack, they looked too big. I was like,
too big around the stomach.
Yeah, they were pretty wide, but they're super comfortable and they're really soft. Old people like soft and big.
I always ask you this: is this good radio? Is this good podcast?
It is. Jennifer Jones joined us earlier this morning, and we have John Davenport on there. Robbie Glenn, Striker Strong. By the way, the Striker Strong golf tournament's coming up on September 22nd.
Oh, wonderful!
Man, this guy, his son's unbelievable,
yep.
And he spends like the entire year putting this golf tournament together, and it's the best golf tournament out there. Period. I mean, it's unbelievable. All right, enough. We'll be on Fox 6 in about a half an hour talking about TikTok and your thoughts on
personal freedoms, conspiracy, geopolitical.
If it gets banned in Montana, does anyone in Montana even watch TikTok?
Yes.
If you banned TikTok in Montana, what's it going to affect, like, four people?
I mean, if we didn't have TikTok, we would never have Bama Rush.
What's the capital? Is it Butte? Capital?
Billings.
Billings, Montana.
Is Billings? What, is that Wyoming?
Billings, Montana.
Capital.
All right. Check out TKR, the TKR app. It's classic rock 24 hours a day.
Helena.
Helena,
Montana.
Helena, Montana is the capital? I never knew. I used to date a girl named Helena.
Yeah.
Well, Brian Christine's married to Helena. It's close.
I would have never thought that.
Is Billings, Montana? That's Billings too, right? Billings and Butte.
Is Butte.
So now we know three cities in Montana. Three cities in Montana where they can't watch TikTok. We'll talk about it on Fox 6 at 9:35 this morning.
Yeah, Billings is in Montana. You're fine. You can't watch. If you're watching us from Billings, Montana, are you watching us? Yeah, because we're not on TikTok, so we're fine. You're fine.
Probably should be.
Ooh, I wonder. I won't say this, Fox. I wonder what Meta thinks about that.
Oh, I would think that they're fighting it.
Yeah, but because at the same time, it.
Well, you know, that article that came out about Instagram about percentage of young girls who watch it or get suicidal depression, this, that, and the other.
Well, it's the Surgeon General's report.
That's just kind of lathering it up. And, you know, the Chinese thing, yeah, that's the problem. But on top of that, boom, 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 boom. Again, we get given these wonderful opportunities, these great things to use.
Right.
To use them as a supplementary bonus. You can get on your social media for half an hour a day. It's great. And then go see your grandma and go to a nursing home and go do service work and all these things. And what do? We always got to take it too far. We always have to eat three slices of cake instead of one.
Well,
we have
our screen time warnings right now, but you can turn them off.
Yeah, because there's an app for that. My son did that. I was like, he's like, Dad, there's an app. I can just go right through it. I'm like, okay, well, just and then you know what we do?
Huh.
The honor system. Which does not exist in anything.
The honor system?
Go into a restaurant.
You know, with the kids and social media.
There ain't no honor system in this country. How do you know people are taking, they're not paying honor system? I'm like, that's hilarious. Honor system. That's hilarious. I was at a church, Shepherd of the Hills, the other day, and I was stopping by to see a friend. And they got a book, a box, a book box. And I was talking to the pastor there, and I said, got some good books in there. And I said, and there was a couple of books in there that I were kind of surprised they were in a church box. And he goes, ah, take those out. We don't want those in there. And I was like, how do you know what goes in and what goes out? And he goes, honor system. He goes, man, if you can't have an honor system at church. And I said, well, you know, people have stolen out of the collection basket.
Do they really?
Yeah, they did in our church a couple times. People were stealing money out of the collection
basket. Do they need it?
Listen, if you go to church, have correct change. If you're in there putting a 50 in, taking change out, just leave a 50
you know,
church, in.
Are there any churches, I bet you Church of the Highlands is, are there any churches that have them like squares or, you know?
No, but in Las Vegas, you can put poker chips in.
You can what?
Oh, use poker chips. You can use chips to tip in Vegas.
No, but
Vegas
I'm saying churches should have like...
Swipes. Or a swipes. Square.
Yeah. Man, this happens all the time when you go watch musicians.
Well, you can do that online.
No, but when you go watch musicians.
Yeah.
And they still have, like, their guitar case.
Yeah, yeah.
None of us...
Well, it's usually not enough to swipe. It's not enough to swipe for them.
So my daughter just graduated, and some people gave her cash. Mm-hmm. Like, real cash.
Cash.
So the bank, she banks with the bank we bank, and there's not... there's no branches. There's just, it's a branch and everything's remote and virtual.
Is that like Chime or something?
Huh?
Like Chime or something?
No, it's a local bank. It's
Oak Ridge. Oh, it is. Okay, you said it was a branch.
But they don't have branches all over the place, yeah. Right? So she's like, hey, I have cash. It's great. It's a totally reasonable question. She's like, what do I do with it? Like, because it was enough that she didn't want to just carry it around. She's like, can I deposit it in somebody else's ATM? It's still my account.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember thinking, I'm like, oh God, it's cash. What do we do with cash? I don't know.
Put it in the underwear drawer.
That's exactly. Well, she's going to put her mattress, but she sold her mattress because she's moving back home.
Yeah, just put it in a drawer somewhere.
What do you do? Just hold on to it?
Well, sure, because one day you're going to need it.
Yeah, well, if we default on our debt.
I love cash. I'm telling you.
I know, you're a cash guy.
I take out a couple hundred dollars in cash every three to 4 weeks just to have. And
but
the only bad thing
cash.
Is when I got it, I spend it.
Right.
But it makes me think about if I have to go get something, a pop or whatever, it's going to cost me $3.47. I do not want to use my card because
that's
one
very
more way.
Smart psychological approach, yeah. Yes.
And it's another way that someone can steal my identity for a $3 charge. I saw some guy the other day putting air in his tires, and it was $1.50 for air in his tires. And he was using his credit card or his debit card to put air in his tires.
Yeah.
And I said, dude, let me just give you some quarters.
Well, no.
Give me next time. And he's like, well, and then you can swipe it for air.
You can because nobody has quarters.
Well, and then the business isn't making any money because they're getting charged. In a lot of places, you have to spend more than $5 in order to use your card anyways, particularly at gas
stations. If we default in the next 2 weeks, that cash is going to be serious.
Oh, don't even get me started about this default crap. Again. You know what this is like? You got a $10,000 limit on your credit card, and you're at $11,000, and you haven't paid your bill, and you're going to the bank saying, I need another $10,000 so I can continue to pay and keep food on my table. Could you imagine what the banker would say if you? They would look at you like, what the hell are you talking about? That's what our government's doing right now.
Okay.
And we can't even have a discussion on how to raise our credit limit knowing it's right there for us. How many people right now, if I went to you and said, listen, I'll give you an unlimited credit limit. All you got to do is agree to these terms. You good with that? No, let me, you know, I don't know. If my wife stops buying dresses and, you know, doing sips and strokes every Tuesday night, then maybe I'll consider. Give me a break. Get it done. We're already, I mean, it ain't our money, man. It ain't our money.
They described that if we defaulted.
Indulgent.
They said that if they defaulted, the government defaulted, what would happen like to each of us? And they were talking about if it actually happened, your retirement funds would go away. And all these things would actually happen. And so they were interviewing people and they're like, wait, what? The government defaults and my retirement account goes away? Yep.
Yeah. And interest rates are going to go through the roof,
right,
and you're going to lose half your 401k.
Wait, that's but they're going home for Memorial
Day. And I'm paying my credit card bills every
day. Exactly, and they're going home for Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, I know. Did you see how they stagger that, too? The house is on vacation 1 week, and then the Senate's
not. Come on. Like,
no vacation for you. Get the shit done. No vacation. You ain't going to the beach. You're not going to Rome. You're not going to Israel.
You know what's so great? You know what's so great?
Finish the deal.
You know what's so great? For as divided as we are as a country, and I know you say more people are really not, but just the perception is divided as a country, I would bet you that the vast majority of people on either side, Republicans, are saying exactly the same thing. Y'all are going home for vacation?
Bullshit. No, you ain't going
home. I don't care if you're
Get the deal
Democrat.
Done.
That's right.
You know what's scary is whenever Major League Baseball or the NFL or the hockey people have strikes, where do they go? To the White House. To finish, the president sits down and says, listen, we have to have Major League Baseball. There's no way we're going to miss the World Series this year. Y'all need to figure this out. The railroads just did it. Amazon just did it. They all go to the White House because they're the master negotiators. And now we got our own government. Can't get the shit. God bless America.
And then they're
going
to go home.
Just get it done.
They're going home so they can grill out.
You know they're going to They'll push it off. They'll go, we'll get it done, but you got to promise me we meet the second week of June about this new issue.
Well, they interviewed last night. They said they asked an expert, former head of the Treasury, is June 1st some unique date? You know, like, he's like, this is so great, because it's all funny. Right? He's like, no. I mean, he's like, it's being prudent by trying to get it done by June 1st, but it's not really. You know, is it June 1st, June 6th? And that's, like you said, we raise the ceiling. I can't believe I'm doing this one. Mitch McConnell, the U.S. has never defaulted, and we never will default. No, because we just push it down, we push it up, we push it back. It's all funny money.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's when you go into your underwear drawer and start grabbing your cash.
I'm going to tell my
daughter. Call your daughter and say you're fixing to find out what
it's all
about.
Don't deposit that money.
Exactly. All right. Have a great day. We'll be on Fox 6 about 15 or 20 minutes. Thanks for watching. Curry and Claypool on Tony Curry Radio.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.